You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 19th. If we think about it, we all know about the ways animals can influence how we act, our behaviour. We'll cross the road to avoid a dangerous-looking dog, and many of us will also go out of our way to stroke a cute-looking puppy or kitten. It isn't so hard to understand why. We can see these animals and are at least partly conscious of their effect on us. We may be more surprised to realise that very small creatures, parasites, bacteria, and even viruses can also have an influence when they're inside us. Some can affect the way our bodies work, others affect our behaviour by changing our brains. All these effects have evolved to have one thing in common: to make it more likely the infection will be passed on. There are several examples of this. If there are two people in a room with mosquitoes, it's well known that one will be preferred and get bitten most of the time. This is because mosquitoes are attracted to high body temperatures and are repelled by some body odours. If a third person who's infected with the malaria-inducing parasite Plasmodium joins our two friends, then the mosquitoes will give the newcomer most of their attention because they smell special. The parasite has caused the infected person's body odour to change in a way that makes it attractive to mosquitoes. It's even more scary to realise that the virus that causes rabies and the parasite that gives us toxoplasmosis both make infected animals less cautious. In the case of rabies, it makes infected animals more aggressive and likely to attack and bite. This is significant because the virus is passed from the saliva of the infected animal into the bloodstream of the new victim. In the case of toxoplasma, the parasite is passed between cats and mice. Infected mice are attracted to the smell of cat urine and don't bother to hide in the shadows anymore, so they're much more likely to be caught and eaten and to pass on their infection. While humans are neither keen on eating mice or smelling cat urine, they do sometimes get infected with toxoplasma by eating contaminated soil via unwashed hands or vegetables. Research shows that once infected, humans are twice as likely to be involved in car accidents. Maybe the parasite makes us more reckless, or it may slow down our reaction times. Either way, we're more vulnerable to Saabs and saber-toothed tigers. So, don't say, "I'm feeling lucky today." Do say, "I think that last mouse burger was a bit off." That's all for now. Bye.